Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is a look at specifically at December Solstice 2012. So just to say up front, and I've shared all about this in the introduction to the Celestial Timings this month as well, that the December Solstice, any December Solstice, over a 72-year time period from 1962 to 2034 is highly significant. This is because the sun at the December solstice rises in the same place in the sky for 3 days, representing the shift or, you know, the seasonal gateway. At the December solstice in the northern hemisphere, it is the winter solstice, so it is the longest night, the shortest day, and it begins the journey of the sun back to longer days, slowly but surely. And the sun rises in the same place on the horizon, its furthest southern point, for 3 days. Actually kind of hangs out in that area of the sky for about 3 weeks, but it's specifically, you know, at a standstill. Solstice actually means standstill of the sun. So the solstice represents the sun rising in the same place in the sky for 3 days. It just so happens that where the plane of the solar system, also known as the ecliptic, the path the planets follow, and the plane of our Milky Way galaxy intersect, exactly where the solstice sun is rising right now. That those two intersection points, the plane of the galaxy and the plane of the solar system, create what's called the galactic cross. And that cross is located in two places. One is near galactic center between the Archer and the Scorpion, and the other is at the galactic edge between the Bull and the Twins, the constellation of the Bull and the Twins, and the constellation of the Archer and the Scorpion. We have winter solstice, or we have the time of the longest night and the shortest day, winter solstice point, when the sun reaches zero Capricorn. It's a coordinate in the sky, zero Capricorn, and for the next 30 days, the sun is in the sign of Capricorn. However, it is moving through the constellation of the Archer. It's right on the boundary between the Scorpion and the Archer. So again, this has to do with the reason that signs are seasonal, constellations are the backdrop of the stars. The confusion is that they're named the same names, and there's a whole video that I've done that you can go to. I think I put a link to it in the Celestial Timings. So anyway, that's what's taking place. The sun on the cross for 3 days. At this zero Capricorn point, squarely on the cross. The exact center point was actually 1998. And so then if we put 36 years, if we use a 72-year window, we put 36 years on either side of it, that's what gives us the window of 1962 to 2034. So 2012 is just falling somewhere within that zone. And this change and this shift, and this is representing the turning of an age, of a 26,000-year cycle, the end and beginning of that cycle. And there's lots of reasons for that. I've been writing about it for years. There's a lot of information on the Shamanic Astrology website as well, an article called The Shamanic Look at the Turning of the Ages, if you want more of the details. So why December 21st, 2012, why is this such an important date? Or why has there been so much attention and fixation on this date? Well, a man named Terence McKenna and his brother Dennis wrote a book back in the late 60s, I think, or maybe in the 70s. And I'll find that the title of the book, and I'll put it in the written version of the timings. I'm not remembering it off the top of my head. But basically, the research was into the time wave and how time works. Time wave zero, the zero point, is basically what they were referring to. And according to their math and calculations, particularly Terence McKenna, the zero point, the time wave zero point, was December 21st, 2012, where all time would compress down into a singularity, and then a new time so that our experience of time would then go forward in a new way. Like it would go into the singularity point and then come out into a new wave. And interestingly, the Hopi also talk about the timelines, that there's timeline one and timeline two. And that one is the path of the one-hearted, the people that are moving towards living from the place of peace, plenty, and illumination. And the other is the path of the two-hearted that are materialistically oriented, that are not taking care of the earth, and also have greed and domination, etc., in mind. So this idea of time collapsing into a singularity, into a zero point, is also kind of shared by these prophecies as well. Now, interestingly, and this is something that I've shared also in the introduction, but I'm just going to briefly mention here, is that that there have been secret time travel experiments that have been going on for years. Books like Project Looking Glass or the Montauk Projects are all about these time projects, and that the things like the Philadelphia experiment and what Einstein was involved with, Einstein, Rosen, and Bridges, were these scientists who way back in the 30s and 40s were really coming up with all this stuff around time travel and how to manipulate timelines and all of that. And so they built something that looks very much like what was in the movie Contact, where Jodie Foster traveled to Vega. And it's a time travel machine, and they were sending people through time, and they were manipulating timelines. They would find out what was going on and then manipulate the timelines. That happened in the 2000 presidential election. But what they also found is that whenever they sent people to December 21st, 2012, everything just went blank. They couldn't send them past that point. That's the singularity point. That is the place where the timelines are collapsing into a singularity. And there are two possible timelines that come out of that point. Timeline one is the ascension timeline. Timeline two is the timeline of destruction and disaster, similar to the movie of 2012. That's the one that the powers that be that have been in control and domination of the planet want to manifest, because they're prepared to survive it. The movie 2012 is really, in a way, to me, their invocation to that being the timeline that comes out of this singularity, this collapsing point. Timeline two results in ascension, and basically everybody they've sent through time comes to this point and things go blank, but it's this place of ecstatic bliss, and it's wondrous beyond their ability to explain, and they all want to go back to that feeling and to that place. So so basically, they've also run all these different computer programs and simulations, and they're trying to figure out how to make sure that timeline two is the one that emerges out of the singularity. But all of the simulations and everything that they've done, it always shows timeline one, the ascension timeline, is the one that comes out of that. So whether this actually happens on December 21st, 2012, I don't know, but we definitely have a lot of focused attention on this timeline. There are those who are focusing on this timeline, on the timeline of destruction, because they are prepared to survive it so they can maintain domination and control of the planet. And there are those who are focused on the ascension timeline. According to everything that I've been able to find out, it looks like timeline one is the one that is destined to happen. That it, you know, it's like a test, and that we can't fail this test. But the most important thing is to stay in the place of love, cooperation, kindness, and really energizing this timeline. So, to continue to energize it, regardless of whether it actually happens on December 21st of 2012, there are all kinds of scientific insights that are coming forth now, torsion fields, the zero point, quantum physics, and all of these different things that I have put throughout the December timings, different parts of that, that describe how we could instantly change our world. We could get off fossil fuels. We could stop polluting. We can, you know, using technology that's actually been around since the turn of the century. If we look at what Nikola Tesla was doing and the technology he was coming up with that provided free electricity, free energy for everybody, that not only was it just available, freely available to anyone, easily so, but it was also clean, and it actually reversed pollution. So everything that we're experiencing in our world literally can be changed in the twinkling of an eye if the consciousness will support it. So with the focus of this December 21st, 2012, at being in our hearts, being in the place of love, really focusing that energy on the planet into that vibration of love and acceptance and compassion and caring is what will be the most important energy to be focused on for the December solstice. And whatever ways, I mean, as we're in the last days, as we're approaching this time, because there's been such a collective attention on this date, being with a strong intention at this time is going to serve the planet. It's going to serve the earth, and we want to make sure that that's what we're engaging without any expectation necessarily of outcome. One of the things Terrence McKenna also said was that everything could happen and nothing could happen. And that's not actually contradictory. I mean, it's like, you know, the paradox of opposites, polarity, duality, etc., where everything and nothing is happening all at the same time. So it'll be interesting to see what we actually experience. In terms of astrological events, the December solstice is not any more significant, as I said before, than any other solstice. In fact, December solstice 2010 had a total lunar eclipse within an hour or so of the exact solstice point. Far more significant astrologically and astronomically than what's going on with this December solstice, although all the solstices, as I mentioned, are important because it's happening on the galactic cross, and this can only happen for a time period every 26,000 years. So focusing our attention and intention from a place of love, from our true heart's desire, from a place of imagining and invoking the new earth, that is a place where we're living in peace, plenty, illumination, and the fulfillment of every person's divine destiny. That is the intention, that is the vision that I'm holding for this December solstice 2012.